This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
September 11th, 2001, at this very moment, what was on your mind? That'll bring you back. I've been thinking about that all morning. Where was I? What was I doing? What happened? You know, and it's different now in my mind all these years later. It doesn't feel like it did, you know, in years 2, 3, 4, 5, and I know, I guess at 10, you kind of started to drift the other way. As to the events of that day and the impact coming back, flooding all over you. But for me, I don't know how much better we're off after 9/11. You know, you think this many years later, we'd be a lot better off. And in some instances, we are, and some we're not. Now we have sleeper cells and pockets all over, and the political correctness is it refused for 8 years, at least, to the Obama administration to call radical Islam. Radical Islam has presented more threats than we faced on 9/11, which really at that point was big high-scale attacks in big cities, population centers, not these sleeper cells and these little pocket things that happen from time to time. I saw a gang thing the other day, and somebody sent me a video in New York City of this young boy, 14 or 15, out definitely too late at night, but was basically just minding his own business, not part of any gang, and brutally stabbed. They have video of it being stabbed, like 7 or 8. It's some gang that, you know, is previously rival gangs in New York that now have this Muslim strain or something. I don't know. But it's just that's out there. So that's what I think about a 9/11. And religious freedom is under attack, which is really bizarre because after 9/11, we had so much of, you can't just assume because somebody's Muslim that they're going to kill you. Well, duh. I mean, seriously, anybody that thinks they have to tell anybody that, I've never thought because somebody is anything, any color, creed, race, religion, that meant A, B, or C. We're all individuals. We're human beings. This is, you know, this is not complicated. But that was the big wave, right? I mean, it was, you can't do that. So we, you know, flipped it. We're going to tell you a story today. We have a pastor who moved here from Iran 7 or 8 years ago, converted to Christianity, and moved to the U.S. because he was being persecuted in Iran. And he was at Mall of America in August, sitting on a bench after, I forget what, like hurting himself or something, and just wanting to relax a little bit. Older fella, you know, and two Muslim girls were there, and they asked him, "Are you Muslim?" And he said, "No, I'm Christian." And they said, "Oh," kind of asked about his journey, and they went on their way, and he went on his way, and he met up with some friends and family a little later in a restaurant, and comes out of the restaurant and gets arrested. Arrested for harassing the girls when they asked him, and they didn't even complain. He's going to court. It's ridiculous. Family Research Council's all over this. That's my 9/11 story today. That's got to end. That's got to end soon. So we'll talk about that. They just raised the flag at Big Iron. And there's something special about a flag going up on 9/11, too, that causes you to step back and say, wow. I'm telling you, folks, I'm going to say it because it's 9/11, kind of like I say it on Veterans Day and Memorial Day and 4th of July. Never, ever lose sight of the fact that just being born here in the United States is a miracle. And you consider how many people are in this world, and 300 million are here, being born here was your gift because it brought opportunity you don't get anywhere else. And sadly, I think if I went to every high school in town, any town, and said, "Can I talk to the kids real quick? hey, you know, what do you think about being an American? I don't know that they think like that. I don't know that they would repeat that, say that. You know what I mean? So I do worry a little bit about that. But the flag went up here. It was really neat. And it's a big iron tradition. Everybody, everywhere on the entire Red River Valley Fairgrounds shuts down. And it's quiet. And they go on the PA. And they raise the flag. The hats come off. And everybody stands. And it's really neat. Especially on 9/11. So, what else do we have for you? A bunch of folks from Big Iron. And the reason I love Big Iron is that... This is going to sound really arrogant, but we own ag. You know, I mean, North Dakota, Western Minnesota, we own ag. South Dakota, I'll throw you a bone too. And by owning ag, I just mean the innovation. You know, I mean, before there were tractors like I'm looking at here at the Butler acreage here at Big Iron, I could have seen the very same thing in somebody's shed 40, 50 years ago because they built their own stuff. They were one-offs, not even to sell, just to do what they needed, just innovation. And we have so much of that here. Ag is a big business, as big a business as you can get. It really is. I don't know dollar for dollar, for instance, oil versus ag, but I mean, I would venture to say all across the state is more in ag. And I'm saying every farmer you know is a significantly sized business. Like you'd see along the highway in Bismarck, Minot, or Fargo, like some big business building. You know, that one farm is all of that revenue and more. And obviously you're constantly doing it better and better, and that's what Big Iron is really all about. So it's 3 days of events here. We're going to talk to a lot of folks and thank our friends from Butler for hosting us again. I have a free hat. And if you stand for the flag, Todd, do you stand for the flag? I haven't asked you lately.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, you stand. Okay, Daniel, do you like when the flag is, you know, like national anthem going? Do you stand generally, or yeah, you stand too? Okay, yeah. I think most of us do. But if you just say, Scott, I stand for the flag, I'm going to hand you a free hat, and they're really nice. Don't know the brand, actually, but I've not seen one like this in a long time, so they're really cool. So we'll give you a hat with a flag on it if you say, I stand for the flag at Big Iron. Southeast corner of the fairgrounds, the Big Iron grounds, is where Butler is at. But there's a lot to see here, a lot going on. What else we got today? Ken Starr is going to be on the program. I don't know about you, but I think that name is fairly common. But when I hear it, I think, Clinton prosecutor. He's written a book called A Memoir of the Clinton Investigation, Contempt. And said yesterday in a major network interview that they almost charged Hillary for perjury during that. What would have been different than that if that had happened? She wouldn't have not have been Donald Trump's opponent, I'll tell you that for darn sure. Todd, I think you have this, or I got it as well, but did you see that press release we got at 7 this morning? I'll find it here. Press release from the Heitkamp campaign at 7 this morning. Did you happen to see that one? It came on the email at 7.
Yep. Oh, yeah, there it is. Yep.
You got it? Okay, yep. So it came at 7 this morning. And what time is the first event, Todd, on that press release?
The first event is at 8.
It is at 8. Yeah, so we send out a press release at 7 a.m. for a 8 a.m. event. What do you in the radio
thinking
news business?
Kind of already got their time allotted, and
yeah, maybe like that. Kidding. Do you think that means maybe I hope you don't come, but I
exactly.
Told you about it, so yeah.
Well, yep, we can say that we gave you a notice. Okay.
And find the line in there where she's got a nasty gram for Kramer. I mean, like, he doesn't care about farmers. He's out of town. It's a fundraiser, and I'm here, and I'm alone, and I'll address agriculture. It was like,
decline the invitation. He refused the invitation in order to attend a high-dollar fundraiser in Dallas. He refused it?
Yeah, I don't know if he's in Dallas or not. I don't know. I don't care. But my point is, she goes to fundraisers all over, hides from events, and then now it's somehow, you know, it's bad when he died. I mean, he needs a fundraiser. She's got $11 million. He's got $5 million. That's why Donald Trump was here. I mean, that's part of campaigning. It's nothing to apologize for. If she wants to apologize for it, then tell us how many events you've missed because of fundraisers. So, you know, be consistent with your criticism, right? I mean, and again, I think Kevin Cramer should be here probably. It'd be a good idea, but I don't know when what was scheduled or whatever. You know, I mean, John Hovind's here today. He's going to come over here with a top USA official. We're going to talk to him today. If we don't get it by the end of the show today, we'll use it tomorrow for sure. So it'll be, and they've got the top Senator Hovind, Congressman Cramer, brought this top USA official here. She didn't. So, I mean, it's much more important that they're heard than she's heard. But I'm glad she's here. I think it's great. But, I mean, she should have told us 2 days ago, and I'd go over there to talk to her with my microphone. But maybe that's it, Todd. That's it. Todd, come on.
There you go.
See
got your
I'm
answer pretty. Now.
She knew I was going to be here, so she put out the press. I got it now. I figured it all out. Heidi's hiding again. It's unbelievable. Hiding. More from Big Iron after this on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Right, and now, one solution, DACDiesel.com. CJ, what are you doing today, sir? CJ, are you there? We lost him.
Apparently he's busy today.
A bad connection or something. That's all. When he gets back on the line, you let me know. I've got another guest here, Dave from DRP Bumpers, and I think we might blow away. I'm not sure. Is this the windiest day of the year or what?
It's got to be.
Holy
fuck.
It's
got to be.
I don't know what the wind is blowing, but it is like crazy. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Now, you're out of Glenburn, North Dakota, but you're shipping these bumpers everywhere, right?
Everywhere, that's right. We go up into Canada, Montana, South Dakota, Arizona. We've taken them way down to Texas already.
That's great. How did you perfect that perfect bumper?
Well, I'm just a dealer up here. The couple that did manufacture them, he was telling me when he got... His wife got tired of wrecking pickups. He got tired of fixing all the time, so he kind of figured out something for her, and then it took off from there.
So this thing's just tough.
They're tough. They're durable.
Sizes what to what?
We can make them anywhere from a S10 Chevy to all the way up to a 550 Super Duty or all up to the great big overhaul over-the-road trucks.
Wow. And you're where at Big Iron?
We're located right in the northeast corner of the grandstand. I think it's the
main southeast corner here.
This main
drag, sure. Same entrance we are, by the way. Southeast, far southeast, last entrance in the southeast corner of Big Iron at the Butler. What do you call this, plantation? I mean, it's like it's a back 40, I think. We got a big combine behind me here. My gosh.
We're right next door to the Polaris dealer.
Oh, there you go. So Polaris and Dave from
D-Bar-P
Bumpers. And D-Bar-P Bumpers comes from what? What's the...
Well, where we got our name, that's my cattle brand.
Oh.
For my cows.
Cool.
And that's where we ran off of that.
Where, what's like the... Number one thing to do in Glenburn. What's the hot spot?
Basic, just farming, ranching.
Just go to work, huh?
Work.
You must have a place with a good burger there in Glenburn or something, no?
Well, I live south of Glenburn. I don't live right in Glenburn. I live out in the country.
Yeah.
But they got a pretty nice restaurant in Glenburn.
Todd and I are always kind of looking for the burgers. It was more me than Todd. I kind of throw them under the bus.
Yeah, they got a pretty nice little restaurant there. And Ruthville is right south, right along the south of the Air Force Base. They got a good little restaurant there also. So.
Well, I hope folks stop and see you, Big Iron.
Okay, sounds good.
Take care.
Like I say, our product is. We stand behind our product. I mean, we got a lifetime warranty on all mechanical, defaults, whatnot. But we do stand behind our product.
D-Bar-P Bumpers out of Glenburn. And they ship those bumpers everywhere. So wherever you're coming in from, check them out at Big Iron next to Polaris there.
Yeah, stop by our booth, and I'll give you one of them calendar books if you tell me you heard me on the air.
Oh, there you go. You got a calendar book. So go see Dave. You get a freebie, and come see us, and you get a free hat. Thanks, Dave.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Yeah, 23 past the hour on What's On Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. What are you pointing to here, Crystal? I'm going to go to Jeff in Fort Ransom, then you can tell me. Jeff, you're... Oh, CJ's back. CJ, we lost you there for a second.
Yeah, phone problems this morning. I'm not sure exactly what's going on here. So,
Dak Diesel's a place if you need it done. What are you working on today?
Finishing up a Navistar. I was working on that last Friday, so just I thought I was going to have it done last week, but just it's everything that I do over here is about dependability and to get you down the road. It's always dependability before performance. There are guys around the state focusing on just performance. With me, I don't want to have performance if it's not dependable, because why sacrifice something, if it's not going to get you down the road? So, and that's what we do here. So,
how do we call you? How do we get a hold of you? How do we get on your calendar?
Best number is 258-5011. That's the office number. Hopefully it doesn't give me you guys any trouble if you do call in, or call me on my cell at 210-0888, or check us out on the web at dakdiesel.com.
Sounds great. Thanks, CJ. Take care. 25 past the hour, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Jeff in Fort Ransom, what's on your mind, sir?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. We love our listeners.
It's got nothing to do with Big Iron, Scott.
That's okay.
Rasmussen ads on your internet, on your site, you know. I want the folks to know that Rasmussen and his wife, they are 100% gun grabbers. And the reason why I know this, I'm not going to say the business, but passed in the hallway waiting for an appointment. Rasmussen's wife wants to take the guns, and he's no different.
And I don't know who
one of the guys.
I'm stop you there only because I don't know who you're talking about. Todd, do you? Is that a K-Fire website advertiser?
Well, your commercial's on your radio show. He comes on, that Rasmussen guy.
All right, I'm sorry, I don't listen to every commercial. Some are Todd's only, and some are Fargo only. I'm sorry. The sheriff.
You understand? Yeah.
You're talking about KTGO, you must be talking about.
They're all the goalpost cameras at the fair. And I'm telling your listeners, him and his wife are gun grabbers. I've heard her talking about it. So,
okay, the sheriff of what county?
Well, he was West Fargo police chief, and he was deputy sheriff or whatever.
I got it. So I wasn't putting the two together. Arlen Rasmussen, a former sheriff, deputy sheriff, and former police chief of West Fargo, who says he voted for Trump as a Democrat, which is, we've said all along, not likely. You're saying big time extremist in the Second Amendment thing. I got it.
I heard it come out of her mouth, Scott, and her husband, this Rasmussen character, was following me around at the fairgrounds. We were going to some concerts out there with his GoPro cameras, and this stuff's been happening to me a lot, Scott, and I know what's going on, but I'm telling your listeners, these people want your guns.
Wow. Well, maybe Senator Heitkamp should answer for that she has someone in a commercial that is being played, I think, somewhere around 1 million to 2 million times a week. Todd, did we ever count? I forget. I lost count. How many times? And maybe it was 3 million. I don't. Am I exaggerating at all, Todd? Maybe that's a...
Maybe not.
Little exaggeration. But I can recite it in my sleep right now, so I'm kind of having nightmares over it. And he says in the ad, we don't want to lose her. We don't want to lose her. And I voted for Trump, but I know the one you're talking about. You're saying that guy is Second Amendment, so we should go say, well, if that guy is your surrogate, then do you agree with him on the Second Amendment? Are you a gun grabber, maybe, quietly? This is the thing I think people really need to think about Heidi Heitkamp. Because the Heidi Heitkamp of today, even if you take her at her word on everything she says she's for and she'll stand for, okay, and fine, okay, I believe you, is going to change if she wins. Right? She's not going to. She won't be running for re-election. She had no reason at that point. Now she can come out of her shell and be who she is. You know, so that's something you need to remember as well. Jeff, great information on that. Sorry I wasn't kind of clicking with what you were talking about there first, but I appreciate it very much. We're at Big Iron today, Butler's location, so look for a little red Challenger, a little yellow Challenger, and you'll find us in the big blow-up combine right behind us and get a free hat.
You're
what's on your mind?
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Hogan Sales invites you to Big Iron in West Fargo Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Talk to Mike about the Supreme Twin Auger Vertical Mixer, your best choice for optimum beef and dairy cow nutrition. Sizes to match every ranch, feedlot, or dairy farm. Hogan's for new and used Supreme Vertical Mixers, as well as Meyer feeder boxes and spreaders. In-house financing OAC available. Call Mike at 730-1895. Supreme, built for the long run. Feed your cattle right, and they'll pay you back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today is the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Sarah E. Debeck.
James D. Debonore.
President Trump and First Lady Melania are going to visit the Flight 93 National Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Vice President Mike Pence will speak at the Pentagon this morning. And they're reading the names of the nearly 3,000 people who died in the attacks at Ground Zero in New York City.
And my beloved sister, Claudia Alicia Foster, today marks 17 years since you were taken from us. In those 17 years, your spirit continues to live on in my heart and in my memories.
Hurricane Florence now expected to hit North Carolina sometime late Thursday or early Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Big Iron. That hurricane is coming into South Carolina. I think it jumped here. We don't have the rain, but we have the wind. Like with the, I'm pretty sure it's like 130 mile an hour wind. Somewhere in that neck of the woods. It seriously is the most windy day of the year. I can't believe it. And you got all these people out here at Big Iron taking it all in. So I apologize if it sounds like I'm in a hurricane, because well, I am. So anyway, we are at with our friends at Butler again this year, which is a lot of fun. Mostly because they have peanuts, and I have this big barrel of peanuts like right in front of me, and I have no reason to leave, right? But in all seriousness, they got a lot of great equipment, and you can check it all out. And one of the products here is the Ryker Electronic Innovations. Jamie is with us. Jamie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm holding on here, and the peanuts aren't flying away yet.
I'm amazed. They're a little ways down the barrel, or they would be. What are your innovations in precision agriculture and guidance, Jamie?
Well, we've got a brand new product that we just launched on August 1st. Officially, we launched it at the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. And we launched that at the AgCo Challenger booth. And as everyone knows, Butler and Ziegler are Challenger/AgCo dealers. And the new product is called GreenFit by Reichart. So for those of you that do know about Reichart, we've worked with John Deere components for a number of years, but this is unique and brand new because we have authorization from John Deere to use their AutoTrack guidance solution, and we can use it on the Challenger tractors.
What does the grower get out of that? If he's buying GreenFit, what's better?
Yeah, absolutely. So we always take the position that it's the grower's equipment and it should be the grower's choice. And so if they've got a technology product that they've been familiar with for a number of years, like the AutoTrack solution from John Deere, now the GreenFit allows them to take that solution that their operators are familiar with, that their employees are familiar with, and they can put that into a Challenger, the brand new track machine with the CVT transmission, or they can put it into the new Challenger 1000 wheeled tractor. And now essentially they're using John Deere AutoTrack on the Challenger tractor, and it's 100% what they're familiar with. And the way we accomplish this is we route it through our GreenFit module, our GreenFit controller.
You know, there's so much technology right now and innovation and different bells and whistles, and every 6 months it seems like there's another. This is going to be the greatest, and oh, there's another one, and this is incredible. How do you separate the wheat from the chaff a little bit on all of that and actually get it so that, you know, they know what they have? They know what they have under the hood and are spun up on how to use it all.
Yeah, that's a great point. So relative to the technology of guiding big tractors and combines with high precision, there's actually not a lot of players in the market. And Reichardt is celebrating our 11th year as an incorporation in the U.S. And we've been our parent company, based out of Germany, has been Mr. Reichardt's been operating for over 30 years. And so how you separate that that chaff is longevity and putting out a good, consistent product. And our goal has never been to be the largest, but it's to be the best at what we do and offer high performance.
I'm intrigued, and I'm not a farmer. Your equipment, your choice, GreenFit by Reichardt with the authorized AutoTrack interface that comes along with it, will be here at the Butler Acreage at Big Iron, southeast corner of Big Iron. Anything else you want to tell us, Jamie?
Reichardt also has a booth at 2018 Big Iron, booth number 721. We have one of the Challenger track machines, and we have the GreenFit product we can show you, and we look forward to visiting with you.
Sounds good. Good to see you. How do you say your last name? Paquin?
Paquin.
Paquin. Paquin. I didn't want to mess that up.
That's all right.
Jamie, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it. 24 before the top of the hour. Let's get to the phones at 800-228-0550. Jeff in Fargo. As soon as I can push this button and I can't find my mouse, I'm going to delay a little more. Yeah, there we go. Jeff, how are you?
Yeah, good. This is Justin. I just wanted to spend 5 seconds talk about Jeff. Someone's a gun grabber. Like, what does that even mean? I mean, get real. No one's going to come take your guns. I mean, it's one thing if there's gun legislation, but to say, oh, so-and-so's a gun grabber, that guy's just confused.
Well, I don't. Okay, let me just 1 second. I want to ask you, because I don't disagree. I mean, it's so easy for somebody to call and just fire a shot at somebody and, you know, what does that mean, whatever. But I will say this. I mean, he had a level of specificity of interaction with, Arlen and his wife, and if it's a former sheriff and deputy sheriff and police chief, and he's on ripping Kevin Kramer singing how great Heidi Heitkamp is, and he's not with us on the Second Amendment, that would worry me. I think that's worth talking about anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's one thing to say that you don't want assault rifles or whatever, but no one's going to come to your house and say, hey, you can't have your shotgun. I mean, he's what a kook. I mean, come on. But
I don't think he's a kook. I don't think he's a kook. I think gun grabber is simply, hey, you're not with us on the Second Amendment. You're okay with it. Oh, it's an assault rifle or a little of this. And no, I agree with you. Nobody at this point today is going to come to your home and say, get us all your guns. But I tell you what, I think we can see a day where that would happen if we didn't have the current support we do for the Second Amendment. So that's why I don't think it's all wrong to be worried about it.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm a Republican, fiscal conservative, 100% behind Trump. But the only thing I saw one of the Kramer's ads this weekend that kind of troubled me is, so he had his daughters on and they're pregnant and stuff. And I guess I don't see the point of bringing your family into it. There a couple years ago, he was at the Memorial Cemetery and he filmed a commercial there and there was controversy. Now he's bringing his family and saying, oh, I'm pregnant. I want to start a family. Like, just leave your family out of it. Just talk. Tell me what you're about, you know?
Well, so do you know the age of his daughters, Annie and Rachel?
No, I know his son passed.
And he has another son, but my point is they're adults with families and you know, husbands. So it isn't as if he's using his daughters and saying, like, be like me with my youngest who's 15. Hey, you're going to do a commercial for daddy. The heck I am. Or, okay, I will, you know, but in this case, these are two adults that said to him, I think the ad is beautiful. I think it's fabulous. I mean, Heidi Heitkamp's on the Senate floor saying, go ahead and kill babies if they feel pain. I don't care. And then high-fiving Chuck Schumer, and here's two beautiful daughters saying, it's just not my dad. We wouldn't do that. I think it's human. I think it's great. I mean, and the Heitkamps have done family and ads, too, with her mom and, her siblings, so I don't think that's using your family. I think the family is one, and they support what he supports and care about what he care about, so that's why they put it in an ad. I don't think that's...
Right, but it's one thing to bring your family out and say, hey, this is what we're about, but to hold your stomach, like, it's so cheesy and say, like, oh, Heitkamp's going to come take our babies. I mean, like, come on.
I didn't get that out of it.
You live at all.
I didn't get that out of it at all. I mean, when you hold your baby, I want to cry when a pregnant mom holds her tummy. I want to cry, even if I don't know her. It is a beautiful thing. So what's wrong with it? Why are you ripping it when she does it? I don't. I mean, that's real. That's real.
You're just bringing in a level of like speculation and criticism. I mean, so if someone comes on and says, oh, you know, I don't know, I don't see the point of bringing your family into it in a way that kind of gets, like, sympathy.
She believes, both girls believe, like he believes, and they're just saying that. They're saying it how different his opponent is. I think it's a absolutely wonderful ad, Jeff, and I appreciate your call, and for a Republican conservative, you have some interesting views on that, but some do on the pro-life issue, and you know what? It's America. If you're a Republican and pro-choice, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, it is America. I don't have any beef with that. I just think on this particular ad, regardless of whether we're in different positions, that I like the ad. I don't know. Tell me, do you agree with him or do you agree with me on the ad? Is it using family? Is it inappropriate? Is it, I'd love to know. I mean, Heidi Heitkamp's silent on it. She talks nothing about that, and that's because she knows Planned Parenthood's not real popular in North Dakota, but it is in Washington, D.C., where she gets big checks from them. Aaron in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. I wanted to talk to you about the Arlen Rasmussen commercial where he was on for Heidi. You had said that he said in there he voted for Trump.
Yep.
There's a bit of wordsmithing, I think, going on there. He never said he voted for Trump. His exact words were, I voted for the president. He wants you to believe he voted for Trump. He said, I voted for the president. He didn't tell you anything.
I thought he said Trump.
Nope.
Or support.
Nope,
yeah.
He never did. His exact
right?
words were, I voted for the president, and it worked. Scott, you're smarter than the average bear, and you fell for it. You figured he must mean I voted for Trump.
What, do you think he's saying Obama or what?
He didn't say he could have voted for Hillary. He said I voted for the president, which means he walked in the building and cast a vote.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. If that's what happened, this is the most disgusting political ad in North Dakota history from this dude.
It wasn't just a coincidence. It wasn't there was some thought put into that. He wanted you to believe he voted for Trump. But
you know,
you're making
a very good point, and it probably could be. My point would be this. It doesn't matter. I mean, this guy doesn't have, this groundswell of support at all. He's not. I mean, I hear everybody snickering about it, and I don't know what their reasons are, but nobody's going, oh, that's going to be powerful, and people see it as a little weird. I don't want a loser. You know, some people said like a boyfriend, and I think it's been played so much it's nauseating at this point. And I don't think it moves the needle one inch. So I don't know if we should even care.
I, for the most part, I agree with you. It doesn't matter who you voted for, but just for the sake of talking, do you really think someone on a Heidi commercial voted for Trump?
Well, no, and I've said that 20 times. I've said I don't believe it. I mean, he says he does, but I don't believe it. And your point is he's not even really saying that he did. But yeah.
No, he's not saying who he voted for. He's just saying he voted for the president.
Yes, that's a good point, Aaron. Call again. Appreciate it. Jamie, you got 45 seconds for you, so lay it on me. What's on your mind?
I'll cut it short. Then the guy who called in and said he voted for Trump and he's conservative. Yeah, right. He's a phony. I guarantee you that guy's a Democrat. They want to take your guns. They're not going to come knocking on your doors. They don't got the stock to do that. Yeah, what they do is just like they ban. Like he didn't care about AR-15s. Well, guess what? They ban them. And if you got one and you don't turn it in, they catch you with it. They take your guns. You know, I'm sick of people like that. Coming up with these phony excuses, they ain't going to take your guns. They don't have to come and take them directly. They do it indirectly. I mean, look at California. It's common. The next time you get a guy like Max Snyder on, ask him if he's such a big supporter of the Constitution like he is of Obamacare. How come he supports gun control? That's absolutely unconstitutional.
That's
you have
good
a good
questions.
Day, Scott.
You should have called that one in. That's a dandy.
I wasn't listening. I was worried.
Yeah, we didn't get to everybody. There's a debate, by the way, between those two tonight on Prairie Public TV at 7.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business. Making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Listening to this commercial could save you up to $2,000. I'm at Hot Springs Spas at Pool Tables 2 with my neighbor, Vince Webker, and I am looking at some of the best patio furniture that is made anywhere. And you, come on in, save up to $2,000. Look at your backyard. If that patio furniture has been there a while, replace it with the best. Why is this the best?
Well, it's commercial. It literally has been for 50 years commercial grade. It will last. It's a 15-year warranty. It's comfortable. I discovered this on my own. The more you spend on patio furniture, the more you're going to use it. It's just that good.
We had, you know, tables and chairs in the backyard for a long, long time. Not until we bought Tropitone with that fire table did we use it regularly. I mean, you'll use it a lot more because it's just a great environment.
Yeah, I think way more comfortable than your indoor furniture. So it's and it's built to last in our climate. It's not going to blow away with the wind. The cushions, if it pours, you don't have to bring those in every day. If it pours rain, they'll be drying literally in 15 minutes. And there's so many different styles and group sets, and you can design your own and pick out your own fabric, and it's kind of a fun process.
You won't want to leave the backyard all summer long. It's worth it. Come on in. Use the promo code ACE to tell them Scott sent you. You'll get up to $2,000 off. Tropitone patio furniture, the best of the best at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Lots of game tables. Don't forget that. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I am emailing Marie on Gal Friday. I want you on your mind because somebody else wants to come to Washington, D.C. with us and enjoy a great time. Thanks for that, by the way. We announced yesterday that our year-end trip this year is going to be the Christmas tree, the national Christmas tree, with President Trump at the Washington Monument and a whole lot of other things, from White House to Capitol to the Holocaust Museum, the Bible Museum, which I guess is amazing, and, of course, all the Arlington National, Pentagon Memorial, World War II Memorial, and Smithsonian, and a lot of neat things. My favorite thing, well, there's many favorite things, but the circle around the Potomac in a nice luxury little dinner. So December 4th through 8th, it's a really good year. We already have the airline tickets because they were such a good price, and we know it'll fill up. So
Send it to me. Send them all to me. We're going to keep them to one place if you have interest, and then we'll get you the itinerary and all the info. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Then June 14th through 29th next year, we're going to Norway, Carol Juven's 175th trip. And by the way, he is in a hospital right now. So pray for Carol Juven. I know thousands of people have gone to Norway with him. We're at Big Iron, brought to you by Butler. We're actually at Butler's location, southeast corner. Come on by, tell me I stand for the flag, and I'll hand you a beautiful hat, Intelligent Ag, Ag Farm, North Dakota Farm Bureau, Plains Ag, Haugen Sales and Leasing, D-Bar-P Bumpers, and Pfeiffer's, the land management, real estate, and auction kings of the Upper Midwest. Great team. A lot of them all over. They do great, great work. And by EyeSight RPV Services, and the one and only Tom Kenville Jr. is here to tell us a little bit about the good work they are doing. What is EyeSight RPV Services doing? Big Iron, tell us a little bit.
Well, Scott, we looked at ag years back. We're actually the software wasn't there to process the data quick enough. The last couple years, we've been flying with a great partner, Ellingson Companies. We do some survey grade data collection for them. And they're changing their motto is to change the world using technology and water management. So we're one of the pieces of their puzzle, you know. And for a drain tile company, we're over at booth 1050. It's a lot of technology for you'd think as just a drain tile company, so it's pretty cool. And we've got one of our birds here, and we've flown in 25 states.
We actually broadcast two shows last year from Ellingson's booth.
Awesome.
So we're now experts on water innovation as well. Yeah, exactly. Actually, I just called Levi, get somebody on the phone here. Or Spike, I need yeah. But they're good. You're right. You're absolutely right. So how can they use you? Give me an example of, you know, your... how you help folks.
So it depends what their clients do, but in their line of work and in ag, we'll do somebody decides to tile, we'll do a pre-tile flyby and maybe do some surveying for them and check out the property. And then during the installation, we usually fly, and then post, we fly. We've also flown a huge project for them in southern Minnesota, 42 square miles, not so much as an ag-based deal, but they were putting up a wind farm, and one of their subsidiaries was working on the project, so... It all depends what the needs are, and drones will travel, you know.
What does it cost?
Well, it all depends the project and the time, Scott. So we don't really do it by the acre. We have done some by the acre, but it all depends what type of payload they need from us. And we're in a brand-new industry here, so it's awfully tough to price, you know.
What kind of reaction do you get from somebody who, for instance, is thinking of doing some, you know, drain tile work and then takes a look at, you know, how much... You know, what's wet and what's not, and you'll be able to see things they never have. What is the reaction?
Well, I mean, the farmers love to have that timestamp imagery for their records, right? And all ag is so high tech now. I mean, it wasn't too long ago that they weren't, but now everything is very, very high tech. And so the reaction's great. I mean, the images that we get for whether it's for Ellingson or for the actual farmer is super.
EyeSight RPV Services, and you're doing this with a drone that would be like the size of what? What do you...
So we operate about 10 different drones right now. We have 12 operators flying around the world, 25 states, 5 foreign countries since a year ago May. It's really exciting to hire the young kids that are the young tech kids and keep them in North Dakota. And so our motto is have drones, will travel. And so today I got guys in Kansas, Scotland, Western North Dakota, and Oklahoma.
7,500 wind turbines inspected, 35,000 sorties flown, 175 miles of oil pipeline inspected, 78,000 acres of precision ag flown, as you're talking about, the operations 24 states and overseas as well, 12 commercially licensed certified pilots, Part 107. What does that mean?
That's the FAA rules that we have to fly under, but all of our guys are commercially manned pilots.
40 miles of a power line flown and 500 hours of chase support for these UAS activities. So what I'm getting at there is there's a whole ton of experience and a couple of Pipers as well.
Yeah, we own a couple of Moonies now, Scott.
Moonies, so okay.
I never thought I'd be a drone president of a drone company. We own regular airplanes, but that was my previous career, and we have a contract out at Grand Sky to fly chase plane for the big military, the predators and things like that. So very exciting industry to growing right now.
Tom is a good friend of mine. You can trust him. He's going to do a good job, and he's been part of the aviation world for decades. And now with the Midwest Drone Group, which includes EyeSight, RPV, how do folks find you?
Well, they can find us, Tommy, at EyeSightRPV.com, or they can come by Big Iron. We have materials over at the Ellingson booth at 1050.
Stop by. Thanks, Tommy.
All right, thank you, Scott.
More from Big Iron after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Butler Machinery invites you to Field Day. Join them August 28th and 29th to test drive the all-new Challenger 1000 Series, the Rogator C Series, and more. Plus, learn how genuine AGCO parts can support all your AGCO equipment brands and give you more uptime in the field. Remember to stop by Butler Machinery to stock up on all the AGCO parts products you need for the fall. Then join them for Field Day on August 28th and 29th. Call Butler Machinery for more details.
Haugen Sales invites you to Big Iron in West Fargo Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Talk to Mike about the Supreme Quinauger Vertical Mixer, your best choice for optimum beef and dairy cow nutrition. Sizes to match every ranch, feedlot, or dairy farm. Haugen's for new and used Supreme Vertical Mixer, as well as Meyer feeder boxes and spreaders. In-house financing OAC available. Call Mike at 730-1895. Supreme, built for the long run. Feed your cattle right, and they'll pay you back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.